And y'all Love questions that have radio. Put a Q in there, and we got y'all guys covered. Shout out to Tony Bruno who's in the chat. But let me bring this call real quick. Area code 323. What's your question, man? What's up?
This is Bernie L, Steve.
Excuse me?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Bernie L? Calling about the, so you could have called in for the
Summit
in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah. All right. So, Bernie, what do you want to do? Do you want swinger club or do you want club? You have a choice. I can't do both.
Club.
So you get to pick
club
which one
in Los Angeles area.
Okay. Just club, not swinger, right?
Yeah, club, yes.
All right, let's see. And you're saying you're in the Los Angeles Raider, right?
Yes.
All right, let's see here. 2 seconds. I'm pulling it up right now. Let's see here. All right, let's see what we have for you. Oh, wait, I got to put Los Angeles. All right, so what we have for you, okay, this is what we're going to have for you. Let's see. Let's pull up some of these events that they have that's going on. Jesus Christ, hold on a second. That's not the right thing I'm looking for. Well, hold on. This is a lot of – all right, hold on. I'm going to give you a bunch of stuff. All right, so there's a lot of stuff going on in your area. Let me just make sure I got a bunch of stuff. Okay, here you go. So Halloween events. All right, so what you have here is, wait, these are Halloween horror nights. Hold on a second. 2 seconds. But I don't want to give you haunted houses and stuff like that. So give me 1 second. Let's get you. Let me type that shit up right. There we go. Here we go. Hit that button right there. All right, here we go. Here we go. I got something. All right, here we go, my brother. Here we go. All right, so you're going to have stuff. Okay, you're going to have. Now, these are ones that's going to cost $20 and stuff. I'll give you a few of them, okay? Okay, right. Saturday, October 30th, 11 o'clock at night, you're going to have a big. Oh, wait. No, you don't want to go there. Never mind. I'm sorry. It was the wrong one. Never mind. I forget that one. Okay. Sunday, October 31st, you got. Now, that's a brunch. I don't want you to do a brunch. Okay, Sunday, October 31st at 9 o'clock. It's called Voodoo, okay? It's called Voodoo. It's a Halloween costume party. It's in Los Angeles. And the address, again, you can just come back and play this, but it's going to be at 2811 East Olympic Boulevard in Los Angeles, okay? It is 21 and older. Just want to let you know. Let me see here. It's a Voodoo Halloween dance party Sunday, October 31st. Okay. Okay. And it's at the Don QUIXOTE. Okay. That's one. All right, let me give you another one. Another one you're going to have is the Thriller Halloween Jam Friday, October 29th at 3680 Wilshire Boulevard. It's called the Thriller Halloween Jam. Sunday, October 31st at 10:30, you have the Safari Halloween Party at the Tea House. The Tea House Rooftop Lounge, Los Angeles, California. Now, this one has 1,400 followers. The other one I gave you had 98. The Thriller Halloween Jam had 2,800 followers. So that's a good one. I think that's a good one for you. Let me give you one more for you. Yeah, that's a good one for you. Let me give you one more. For Saturday, they've got another rooftop ballroom Tower of Terror Halloween party on West Hollywood, Los Angeles. It's free to get in. The Ace of Diamonds. It's the Ace of Diamonds. Now, this last one is a Halloween Monsters Night 2021-20, Friday, October 29th at 10 o'clock. And this is going to be at the Sunset Room in Hollywood, Los Angeles. But the prices start at $55, just to let you know. Okay, brother? All right, man. We'll throw you back in, brother, okay?
Right.
And good luck to you, man. Good luck to you. I appreciate you. You did a great job. Erico 111, what's your question, sir? How can I help you, sir?
Hey, what's up, Dean? I'm just calling because I would like to thank you. I bought your product a long time ago, especially the Bachelor Pad. And it's just amazing. I'm not in contact with you for a while. But yesterday I just brought a woman here, and when she see the painting from the bachelor pad, it was amazing, you know. It was immediate sex. So I want to thank you for this product. And I have a question, actually, if I may.
No, please.
Yes, because right now I can have sex easily with women, easily. But I'd like to move to the next step, you know. I like to be like a gigolo. But I don't know if you have any specific product for that, you know, that I can move.
Everything builds you towards
coaching.
Okay, not only coaching, but everything we have builds you towards being a gigolo, sir. Everything. See, that's the problem of you not being teachable right now, because you assume that because your perception, remember, your greatest enemy is your perception of things. You know, you assume things versus needing to know. Does that make any sense, sir?
Yes. So I'm assuming that it's not possible when it's possible with the products, right?
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay. So how can I move, you know?
Well, you get at me, send me a number, and, you know, we'll talk on the back end and set you up some stuff to get you towards that point. Because we don't know. I don't want to have time to talk to you right now on what you have versus what you don't have. So send me your number. We'll talk, and we'll get you what you need, okay?
All right. I will.
But here's my question. Why aren't you going out this weekend?
I will. I'm in Europe right now, and I know where I'm going. I know exactly where I'm going.
You have your costume?
Yes.
What is it?
It's the free show, you know, I don't have it yet. I will make it. It's like the tarot show, right?
Wait, what is your costume?
The tarot, the one you posted on the website.
Okay, good. Good job. Right? Okay. All right, good. All right. Good job, young man.
Free reading, right?
Yes, good job. Yes, good job. Okay,
yeah,
good.
No worries,
yeah, just send me a number, get back at me, and we'll set you up, okay? Just get back at me. We'll
okay.
talk. I got to see where you're at and stuff, okay? So just email me. You know, themanmindset@gmail.com. Email me, and I'll call you, and we'll chop it up, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Hey, real quick, before you go, what happened when you brought her over to see those nude paintings? What happened?
Well, not only her, but every woman that comes here.
Every woman that's come in. What has happened every time you brought them in and gave them a tour of your apartment and let them see the nude photo, not the photos, but the paintings? What was why?
They start laughing. And yesterday's girl, with all the conversation we had before, she said, okay, it makes sense. And she starts laughing. And the sex was immediate.
Oh,
you know?
It makes sense why you are what you are to her?
It makes sense, the paintings with you. That's what you told.
Good.
What we talked before. And the big difference I see is that before the paintings, you know, it took more time to have sex. And sometimes we didn't have sex at all. But after the paintings, you know, I would say like 9 in every 10 girls that comes here, you know, have sex. And the sex is like 5 minutes after they came, you know. All the environment is created for sex. So that's a really big difference. And see nobody else.
Was this the first time you ever heard anybody tell you about this stuff?
Yeah, about the painting for sure, and about the bachelor pad.
As long as you've been listening,
the music, everything.
There's nobody out there telling you about this stuff right here.
Nah, no, I never heard it. No way.
Anybody tell you about the Halloween game to dress up? Has anyone that you know has done it? Oh, anyone teach you?
No way.
No, nobody. Oh, okay. I just want to make sure, because nobody does what we do, man.
I just want to thank you because of that. I think I should be appreciated. So that worked well for me.
No, it's cool. It's cool. No, you're good to go. So, yeah, just get back on me on the back end and send me your number, your country you're in and stuff, because, you know, I don't know countries that are outside of the United States. So make sure you send me your country, and I'll give you a call, and we'll chop it up, okay?
Sure, man. Talk to you.
All right. All right, we'll throw you back in. Great job, sir. Great job. All right, well, let us get the music going. Okay, we got the music going. So I want to take a moment to give a shout-out to Unique. He just sent me this. And, Tyler, this isn't for you to This isn't a challenge or nothing, Tyler, so just relax if you're listening, Tyler. But I want to show y'all game through New Unique. He just sent this to me, so I want y'all to see this. Now, this is, she's in the white, he's in the green. I warn you first, because I remember you get loud. And wait, I guess he's, wait. I guess he's in the white, telling her that she'll get very, very white. Okay, right on my alley, baby. That's what she's saying. So sexy. Oh, wait, no. That's her. Okay, Unique, I guess you get loud, I guess. I guess you're the one that gets loud, Unique. She said, and Unique's telling her so sexy, and she sent a photo. And also, as it continues, saying, I love your hairstyle, the photo, and your smile is absolutely appealing. And then she replies, I love it when we speak to each other in Italian. However, take your mouth, okay, smother my body in kisses. Make your way down to that sweet spot and enjoy it while speaking to me in English, your accent. Now, I don't know what the fuck he said to her, what she just said to him. I cannot define what that is, but this is the lifestyle, man. What y'all are seeing right now is a lifestyle. It's how it is. It's just the beauty of what it's like to be a man. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. Let's see here. Now, I do want to teach y'all the Halloween game. Halloween's, well, here's the thing that's so beautiful about what I'm trying to show y'all that no one else is even talking about. You know, I've told you guys since August, you have a lot of women right now that have graduated high school that are in college right now. No father, no mother, no rules. But not only on top of that, you also have a huge load of women out there for the past few years who have not been able to get out. Now, remember, we talked about this in July. We discussed this in July, that there are women out there in July for the 4th of July. That was their first time getting out after being able to get out because of the COVID stuff. So, you know, it was a breath of fresh air for those women. But this right here is even greater because Halloween is the only time of the year a woman can dress scandally clad and get away with it. It's the one time they can dress slutty. I'm not calling them sluts, but they can dress slutty and be fine with it. You take that, you take the fact that they've been home, and you take the fact that they are looking for some type of companionship. It is a great cocktail for all my guys. Again, we, like I said before, we talked about this on Friday. I mean, we talked about this September 15th. We're here now. We're here at that. We're here at the point where I wanted to make sure that we did several things for you that no one else does. I wanted to make sure that we prepared you for the Halloween costume in September. We'll do it every September 15th. That way it'll give you over a month and a half to get it together, number one. And I did tell you about the stress that it's going to cause some of you guys out there when women are coming up to you, beautiful, sexy women. It's going to be stressful. We also did the Halloween event that you give to a woman to have her come over to show her four sexuals, a sexo-ween event. Today we're going to definitely be talking about the trick-or-treat game for a lot of you guys that aren't, if you're not going out, which is really odd, but I do want to get back to let you guys know. And if you got a question, put a Q in there. Okay, if you got a text, as always, we have that. But I want you guys to know that what's really important in all of this, and it's really something that no one else talks about or tells you, is that you've got to understand what's going on right now to understand why you need or why you should have had your stuff together for this weekend. Because not only do you have women legal now that are freshmen or graduated high school that are legal, this is not, see, they've had Halloween parties, but now they can really party. Yes, there's going to be a lot of drinking. Some places, maybe they're drugs, I don't know, but the women want to get out because of the suffocation of being locked in, not only the freshmen, but all these women do. And these women want to party, and these women want to have a good time. And this is the moment right here for you guys, for the guys that really want women, because a lot of guys say they want women, but they really don't want women or relationships. They just want the thought of having women. Okay. So it is something that that y'all have to think about. And again, I know it's scary for a lot of you guys out there that, you know, I set things up and I'm the only one out there. There's nobody doing what we are doing. And the thing is for a lot of you guys out there, you just are not ready, and it's fine. It's fine. A lot of you are not prepared to talk to beautiful women. A lot of you guys are not prepared for women draping themselves over you, hugging you, taking photos with you, passing you around to their friends. A lot of you guys are not ready for that lifestyle that you think that you want, because these women only are going to move for men, and that's it. They're not going to move for just the regular guy out there. And if you're the regular guy out there, this isn't going to work for you. This is only going to work for those that are a part of the game like that. I mean, even the last caller we had, I mean, I have to give him a lot of credit because he paid attention and he got his paintings. And the cool thing about it is that he is able to show the women that he's dealing with a side of him that no one else sees. So that's my hat's off to him, and it's good. Because, again, I've always said everybody cannot win this game, and everybody cannot be a man, and everybody is not going to have the balls to do the things that we teach you, because what we do is we teach you things beyond no one else. We make sure that all the information we give you puts you in a position where you can get women. And it is a mind-blowing thing when you realize that, wow, he's doing all the work for me, and all I got to do is show up. And it's okay, because a lot of you guys are just not ready for manhood, and it's okay. It's just what it is. What we want to talk about today, guys, and if y'all got a question, put a Q in there. We'll answer any questions y'all have, absolutely. Shout out to everybody in there if you're just joining us. We'll be live in Virginia. I'll be in Virginia tomorrow, so we'll be flying into Virginia. We'll do a live show from Virginia. We'll kick that off tomorrow. But also, for you guys out there, let's talk about the trick-or-treat game real quick, because we see the thing that we love to do here, the thing we love to do, okay, and that not too many people do, is use everything to get you women. The costume was to put you in a situation at the parties to draw in women. If you are dating or seeing a woman, the Sexoween invitation was set up for you to show her a sexual side that will imprint yourself on her. So every Halloween after this point, or whenever you do it, will always go down as the most sexual and creative adventure she's ever had in on Halloween, ever. No guy is doing what we're teaching you. So we have those two things. Now, gentlemen, if you are too scared to go to the club, and you're too scared to, or you don't have a woman, I'm still going to give you a third option where you can still put your bid in with women. But you must understand there are rules to this. Now, this is what we call the trick-or-treat game. Now, there are rules to this, and there are things that you have to understand. And we're going to talk about that. Let me check the phone lines. 515-605-9373. Hold on. Let me get 907 real quick before I tell you about the holiday. 907, I'm going to help you, sir. What's up?
Hey, Mr. Steve. Good evening.
Yes, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yeah, so I was on the call from last night. The call got disconnected, I was driving through mountains of Utah and Wyoming and whatnot. But
you were the one making all the excuses about women, right?
There was a miscommunication between them, but yes, correct.
Yes. Okay. How can I help you, sir?
So after that call, I started watching some of your videos, and I binged on them, a couple of them. So I saw 2 5-hour-long videos about your content, which I really do appreciate and I do like. So my question is, where would I start? On what content would you recommend me to start? Because I do agree with what you say, and I do find value in what you say and what you do, and I would like to be a student of this game.
Well, write this down. TheManMindset@gmail.com. Send me an email with your number, and we'll talk. Because in order to discuss this, we got to get personal. We can't do that live on the air. So just send me an email with your number, and we can set you up with a pathway.
Cool. Very well.
Have you done the Halloween game that we have for free?
No. It's my first time, coming across your content yesterday.
Okay, you still have time. Today is Wednesday, so you still have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
No, I'm a truck driver. I'm driving right now. I drive across country.
No, and I respect that. Okay, cool. Do you have any other questions that I can answer outside of that? I'll call you and talk to you about that. But do you have any other questions? Because you were talking about something and you cut off. But I think you were talking about women changing. I think it was. I think you were saying something about women. They're different, I think it was you were saying before you cut up.
That's where the miscommunication came in. You didn't understand what I was saying, and then you went on a whole different tangent based off on something that was miscommunicated.
Okay. All right, please communicate yourself. What were you trying to say?
So, if I recall correct, how I started was.
No. Just finish your statement. You're fine. Finish your statement. You don't have to explain. Just finish your statement.
The basic idea was, since women hadn't changed in such a long time, in general sense, what had changed was the way that we communicate, through technology and whatnot.
I remember, it's not the way we see. You see what the problem is with you? You're talking in a collective. You're not talking for yourself. You see what I'm saying? You keep using things.
Yeah.
So that's a problem right there. Because you're taking other people's lives and what they're doing, and their life is not your life. Does that make any sense?
Correct.
Okay. But I'm listening to you. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I'd like to correct you because nobody does that nowadays, but go ahead, brother. I appreciate it. Right. So you say the way you communicate, not we communicate, but what is wrong with the communication? Because, before I tell you what's wrong with the communication. Okay. Let me tell you, can I tell you how we had to communicate when we were small, when we were young, before the internet? There were three ways to communicate. Well, a fourth one came in. Okay. The first way of communication is that you had to get off your lazy ass and go over and talk to her. The second way of communication was the telephone. And if she lived a little bit out of your city, you had to go to a payphone or make long-distance calls. Third way of communication for us was we had to write letters. If we wanted to talk, we couldn't talk to them on the phone. We have these things we call pen pals. So we would send them letters. And then later on, the fourth way came in with beepers and pagers where they could beep us and we could talk to them. So that was our communication then. Now, understand what I'm about to tell you about the communication you have now. You can be anywhere you want to be, and you have hundreds of apps to not only text, voice message, video, and go live with the woman. You are always connected. You don't have to do pen pals. You don't have to walk up to the woman. You don't have to even be on the phone anymore, and you don't even have a pager. So do you see when you say the communication has changed? Do you think it has changed for the better or changed for the worse?
For the better.
Right. So, but you see how guys sit around and say, like the statement that you made, they would say that it's harder now. It's harder now. No, it's easier.
No, I mean, all these methods that you're describing, I know them. You know, I'm 39 years old. You know, I know what you're talking about.
So when one says that it's not hard, it's easier now. It's easier than
right.
ever. So, but I'm listening to you. You were saying that the communication, because I know you wanted to clear it up, and I don't want to give you the opportunity, because if you make a statement, you want to stand on it, please go ahead, sir. I'm listening. So what was the statement that you wanted to make about what's different now or with women or whatever? You there, sir?
Hello?
Yes.
You still hear me?
Yeah, you faded out a little bit. So what's different now?
Well, I guess I recall correctly, you know, last night, whatever. But it's just that, you know, the mass ease of access, you know, that we all have to communicate is what's different.
Wait. You did it again. Wait. Say the statement again. You did it again. What did you do? Is Miles in here? If I miss Miles, we'll give a shout out. But wait, did you there, caller?
Well, when I say we, I mean the people in general, how we use communication.
Time out. Shout out to my dog, Miles Cunningham. I'm sorry, Miles. Saw you, man. Love my dog, Miles. No, sir. Remember, you're not speaking for the people. You're not speaking for the collective. We don't speak for them. We can't speak for them because we don't live their lives.
That's fine, but what I'm trying to say is that, you know, we all use these devices that allow us. Oh, so you don't use your phone to communicate with people. You don't use technology.
I use my phone. We don't use my phone. I use
my phone. Okay, all right. Gotcha.
But see, what I'm trying to get you to start to do is be single-minded. Right now, you're part of a collective thinking by the statements that you're making. Now, I'm just showing you. I'm just listening to what you're saying. You keep talking as a collective of people versus yourself. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does.
So please continue. And again, I'm not trying to be rude, but I'm just trying to show you.
No. I understand what you're saying. I understand what's going on. Right. That was my point.
Right. Okay.
And I use my phone to communicate with people.
Yeah, but you were saying that women were different or something, or things have changed though.
No, I didn't say that women have changed. That was the misconception. What you misunderstood is that women have barely changed in a long time.
So what did you say about women? Because you started talking about women. You started talking like these other guys on these stations. You were saying something about women. What were you saying?
I will have to go back to the replay and try to recollect that.
Okay.
Again.
All right. You got to remember your statements, brother. Okay. But, you know, as I stated before, you know, women will never be the issue, and they will never be a problem. You know who's changed? Caller?
Who has changed?
Males have changed.
As a collective,
yes. I'll give you an example of why they change. When I was young, okay, when I was a little lad, difference between me and the average guy today is as soon as I got out of school and did my homework sometimes, I'm outside playing all day until the lights came on, because the lights came on, you had to be in the house by the time the lights came on. When I was outside, we were doing things that were competitive that young boys did. We were young warriors battling. We would play throw-up tackle. We would play football. We would play basketball, pin dodgeball, army dodgeball, you name it. Everything we did, even for marbles, we were very competitive. We played tag, freeze tag, motherman. We were very competitive towards each other, and we would beat each other up, and we would fight and all that other stuff. That's the competitiveness of young boys back then. But young men today, they don't even go outside. They don't even go out to play. They don't even want to go outside. They want to either stay on their phones or they want to get on their video games. And I was a gamer. I was playing Atari in 1979. So I was a gamer from the moment, even before Atari was like Pong or something. But what I'm saying is that.
Do you think that's a culture issue?
Well, no, I won't say culture. I'm saying a male issue. I'm not talking about culture. You're talking about the change in males today. Okay. See, the young men today don't understand hard work. Back in my day, we had to go get, if we had to get a book from the library, we had to either walk to the library or some shit like that, or ride our bikes, and we had to grab these little small boxes and look over, you know, what are those etches? I forgot the, we had to put shit under the light and we had to look for shit. You know, we wanted to go, so we had to walk there or get there. Sometimes our parents would drop us off and say, you got to find your way back and all this other stuff. But what's happened today is because of how things are, a lot of young men are coddled by mommy. A lot of young men are protected by mommy and dad to a point that they protect these young boys so much that they overprotect them. And what I mean by overprotecting them is what they're doing is they're shedding them from the world. They're making the world seem like it's sunshine and rainbows. They make it seem like the world is a beautiful place when the world doesn't really give a fuck about any of us. It moves right on its own. And a lot of young men leave the home thinking that everybody's their friend and thinking that women are sugar and spice and everything nice because mom is good. These women are good. They're not taught by any men. So because they are taught by women, what they do is when they get out into the world, they look for guys that resemble mom. And what is mom? Okay. What is mom? Okay. Mom complains. Mom blames. Mom is bitter. Mom is emotional, right? So if you have all these things with mom and you take that umbilical out of mom, and you look for another guy like mom, what are you getting? Guys that are drama filled, guys that complain, guys that blame, guys who are the victim, because what these young boys are doing is they're trying to lie to themselves and say, well, I do need a man figure in my life to teach me manhood, but what they don't understand how their mind is working is that they're looking for mommy in a man. And that's why, if you notice, what is the flavor of the month? The flavor of the month is still high value man. That's the flavor of this month or the flavor of a few months. And eventually that's going to change. Eventually somebody's going to come up with something new and they're just going to move like a herd of cattle from that statement to another statement. Okay. That's all they're going to do is move one from everything, okay? AOS Shop, let me say something to you. I already gave Miles a shout-out, motherfucker. If you don't shut your – hold on, excuse me, sir. Let me handle some man shit for a second. AOS Shop, I already gave my dog a shout-out, motherfucker. So why don't you shut your bitch ass up or get the fuck out the room? Because you ain't going to tell me what the fuck I need to do. I've already done it, motherfucker. And if you don't like that, fuck you. How about that? I'm sorry, sir. But see, that's how you got to handle bitches. But see, these young men don't do that kind of shit. But what I'm saying to you, my young man, is that this is a theme. So you have these young boys who don't know anything about, okay, you don't have young boys who know how to govern themselves. So what happens when they see a woman that they like? They don't know how to talk to the woman. They don't know how to communicate to the woman.
How to behave, right.
They have all these things to communicate themselves, and they cannot do it because communication doesn't start from you passing on information to a woman. Communication starts when you begin to communicate with yourself. And they can't, and you can't see that when you're not even in the ballpark of understanding, okay? Anywhere. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'll give you a prime example, 907. Give you a prime example because you're new. In September, I'm the only one on YouTube. And listen to me, sir, when I say this. I am the only one on YouTube, okay? There's not one person that does what I do on September 15th. You know what that is? I create a Halloween costume for my guys that puts them in a position to have women approach them, something that they've always wanted. They've always wanted a world where women come to them. So I do this on September 15th. You want to know why I do it on September 15th? Because it allows no excuses. That gives you a month and a half
to get prepare, right.
Right. That's what I'm doing. And then not only that, today is the day that if you called in and told me where you live, I'll tell you where to go. I'll give you a choice between swinger clubs or regular clubs in your city. In your city. I will do 99% of the work, and guess all you got to do? You just got to show up, right? But do you see the truth of a lot of guys out there? They don't want women, man. They really don't. Listen, they like the idea of wanting women, but they don't really want women. Because a man that wants women is going to always position himself to go to things, events, and places that the average guy won't go to. Does that make any sense, 907? Does that make any sense?
Yes, absolutely. Right. So, if you're thirsty, you need to go get the water, right?
Right. I can't force them to drink it, though. I can't force them to drink it. But do they really want to drink it? Or do they just want to look at it and say, hey, that's water? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Valentine's Day. In January, you know what we do? Middle January, you know what we do? We get them prepared for Valentine's Day weekend, the single events. And guess what we do the weekend of the 14th? We give them places to go to meet women. And guess what? Do you think they're going to go? Do you think they have, when you have everything set up, do you really think they're going to do it?
Maybe 1%.
They won't do it. You want to know why? Because, as we said, communication. They can't even approach a woman. Because most of them are so busy hating women, blaming women, and talking shit about women. How are they learning how to communicate with them? Do you see what I'm saying, sir?
Hello?
Do you see what I'm saying?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah. Okay. Okay. But do you see what I'm saying, though?
Correct. Yes. Yeah. Yes, I agree.
All right. So I'm going to throw you back in because you're coming in and out. I'll continue the show. But if you have a question, press 1. I'll keep you in the queue and everything. But if you have a question, just press 1 and we'll got you. Okay, brother?
Thank you.
Okay. Gentlemen, if you have a question, ask a question. If you're texting a woman, let me know. Gentlemen, for those that want to go to the Halloween game, listen, a question from B. Alexander. See, B, you got to listen to me. I love the question you have, but I'm going to tell you in this question is why you will never be seen as a man. Listen to me, B. And I don't think you understand position I have tried to put you in since September 15th. You cannot understand the position that I was going to put you in since September 15th. As I said before, this is the first time for the freshman girls who are horny, bisexual, and sexually curious to dress as slutty as they can and also get out of the house because of the COVID, and the other women get out of the house because of COVID and let their hair down and shake their asses and wear the skimpiest outfits ever. And what I did, B, is show you how all you have to do is walk around the place I show you, any of these places, and the women are going to come up to you. You don't have to approach any woman whatsoever. The costume I've set up for you is so motherfucking cold that the women are going, and not only the women, Mr. Alexander, sexy single women. So guess what I've also done and set up for you? So when they come up to you, brother, they don't have a motherfucking man. So now you know that 407 got you one second. Now you know that that's out the window. You don't have to wonder if they have one. But I will let you know, married women are going to do that. Women that are living with guys are going to come talk to you. Women that are dating guys are going to talk to you because they're going to want their fortunes told. And every woman you talk to and every woman that you come up, beautiful women with scantily clad outfits that not only are going to love what you're going to do, they're going to run and grab their fucking beautiful ass friends that have their fortune told. You don't have to do anything. You are going to see the one thing you got to, and 407, I got you. The one thing that you got to understand is that you're going to finally be in the spotlight. You're going to get a taste of what it's like to be on the other side. And all you had to do is just follow. Now, understand this. I showed you step-by-step instructions on how to buy and build and what you need to do on September 15th. So that way, there's no excuse. Now, with that being said, and for everything that I'm showing you, you have the motherfucking nerve to ask me, is there a way to play the Halloween game without going to the club? Are you fucking serious? Do you, okay, 407, I got you one second. Do you understand how many women are going to be at these motherfucking clubs? How many freshman women who don't have dad anymore to tell them what to do, or mommy more what to do, are going to be at these spots shaking their asses and looking for motherfucking men that stand out? And you're telling me you want to find an alternative? Come on, man. You got to be fucking kidding me. You got to be kidding me. I don't understand. Don't get it. Don't understand. But what I'm saying to you is that it's okay, but you just got to understand you really don't want women. This is an opportunity, and I'm letting you know, the guys that do it, a lot of them will get scared. A lot of them will get intimidated, and they have. And I give them credit because it happens every Halloween. Happens every Halloween. I've already had like 70 goddamn motherfuckers email me on the back end over this shit. So I know a lot of people are doing it. What I'm saying is, even though I have over 70 motherfuckers that's going to be doing this shit, that most of them are not even going to go through that door because they cannot handle being the life of the party. When you walk in that door, the guy's going to be like, oh, my God, that's a cool fuck costume. Oh, shit. The guy's going to want to take photos with you because the shit's so damn cool. But the women, 407, I got you, 409, give me 1 second. But the women are going to be drawn into somebody that's going to tell them their fortune for sexy single women. You are going to have, and to think about the creativity that comes with that. That's on its own level. But you're telling me that you don't want to go to the club where all the pussy is going to be at? Fuck out of here. 407, let me bring you in then, 409, and then we will do the trick-or-treat game so I can help you out, B. Alexander, because apparently you're too chicken shit to do that. So I'm going to give you an alternative where you can't go wrong, because if people are knocking on your damn door, you can still run game. All right, let me bring in 407. 407, what can I help you with, sir? What's up?
You said you could find out where these clubs are in our cities, right?
All right, what city are you in?
Sanford, Florida.
Okay, you're in Florida. Let me ask you, do you want swinger clubs or regular clubs? Which one do you want?
Swinger.
All right, let me show you swinger clubs in Florida. Let me tell you what's going on in Florida. All right, you're going to have... Oh, man, you're going to have a lot of them. God damn it. I'm going to read a few of them. You got so many. God damn it. Okay. All right. Let me see here. Jesus Christ. Hold on. Let me. God damn it. There's a lot of them. I got to read all these things. Give me a second, guys. Let me see. I got to move the camera a little bit over this way so I can read all this shit to you. All right. So you're going to have right now. Okay. This one is going to be. All right. You're in Florida. Okay. I'm just telling you, they're going to got some stuff in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Bring your own booze. You say Tampa?
Sanford.
Okay, I don't know where Sanford is, so I'm just going to read, because Florida's not that
big.
It's
in Orlando, as well as by Orlando.
Okay, well, I'm sure you're close to Fort Lauderdale, okay? So let's see here. Let me give you some stuff. Let me see, Fairy Tales and Fantasy Night. You got some on the 28th to 29th. You got the Vampires and Women's. Let's go to this one. Vampires versus Witches Party at Eyes Wide Shut on the 29th. It's happening from 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. It's a bar side for couples, single ladies all night long. Full access includes a private room and one group room. 25 sexy theme rooms full of a liquor bar, three giant good plate group playrooms, over 20,000 square feet. This is going to be in Tampa, Florida. Eyes Wide Shut. It's going to be at 8504 ADAMO Drive, okay? Highway 6 near 301 in Tampa, okay? That's one place. That's going to be on the 29th. Let me give you another one. That's on the 29th. Couples into single guy. Okay, here's one. Couples into single guys party. Now, this one's going to be in Cocoa, Florida. I don't know where Cocoa, Florida is. I'm just telling you where Cocoa, Florida is. It's in Cocoa, Florida. But this is where you as a single guy. So if you are a single male that's looking to get into lifestyle for a seasoned pro, looking to find couples who love to play with single males, do not miss this party. This is going to be at Club 3X. I don't have an address on Club 3X. Let me find you stuff with addresses. You got the Halloween Scariest Decades Party 10/30/21. This is going to be in Jacksonville, Florida, on the 10/30/21. This is going to be at, let me see, since COVID has canceled, it's time to party that you can't miss. They will have themed Halloween parties from Frankenstein, Wolfman's, Psycho, Freddy, Jason, blah, blah, blah. They will have a costume contest with prizes and trophy, food and buffet. The party is open to all couples, single females and single males. Over six or more playrooms. They have a group area and a dance floor, okay? So it's going to be a lot of fucking over there. And I think right now they have over 300 people that have RSVP'd for that. Let me give you one more. This is going to be a Halloween beach party. I guess they're going to be fucking on the beach, I guess. Shit, let me get you something else. Hold on. Let me give you something on Halloween. Let's see. I'm going to just read it. You got a Halloween event at the Rooftop Resort. You got a hangover clinic in Paradise. You got a Sunday pool party, sip Reminisce, Halloween Edition, Hollow Swing 12. You've got the Day of the Dead back at the Eyes Wide Shut on the 31st. You've got karaoke. Okay, that's on Monday. They moved that to November. So Ghouls Gone Wild. Let me go to the Halloween. Let me give you Ghouls Gone Wild. Ghouls Gone Wild is in Fort Lauderdale. They have costume contests. Damn, first place wins $1,200. Second place, $500. Third place, $250. It's from 8 p.m. to 4 a.m., okay? Okay, and it's come out and play at South Florida Best Swingers Club. It's a big night. Don't miss the Ghouls Gone Wild. Make sure you know our costume rules, and if you need to know the costume rules, go to the Trapeze Club in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Okay, big dog?
All right.
Good luck to you. We'll throw you back in. Next one up. Guys, we're going to be telling you about the Halloween game. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I moved my face. We're going to also tell you about the trick-or-treat game in a second. 409. Hello, 409?
Hey, yeah.
Yes,
can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, sir. Where you at?
I'm in Houston.
Okay, do you want swinger or do you want regular club?
Regular club.
All right, regular club in Houston. Let's find something. Here we go. Hold on 2 seconds. All right. Let me pull it up on my other computer because I can do it better here. Hold on. All right, here we go. Wait, shit.
Okay.
Let's see here. All right, put in Houston. All right. All right, guys, I got you. We will do the Halloween game as well, guys. Hold on. All right, here we go. Here we have a few things. Okay. All right, we're going to have, all right, Halloween Goes Hollywood. This is going to be in Houston, Texas, Sunday, Sunday at 9 o'clock. It's Halloween Goes Hollywood. What this is, let me read this to you. I'm going to give you the address. Halloween Goes Hollywood. This is going to be at the Lumen Lounge at 5020 Kirby Drive in Houston. You know, it's in your neighborhood right there. Let me give you another one. I'm going to give you a good one. Let's get to a hollow. Let me see. You got a few things going on in Houston. Let's see here. Here's a Halloween. But I want to give you more people. This has 150 followers, 98. Here we go. Halloween down. Well, here's one. Halloween downtown, Houston, Texas. This has 4,000 followers. So let's see where this shit's going to be at. God damn. This is going to be at, it's going to be downtown Houston, 301 Main Street, downtown Houston, okay? This is going to be, I think, and a good thing about this, they're going to have bars walking through areas. So it's going to kind of be like an outdoor thing, okay? It's going to be an outdoor thing.
Okay.
So I think that's something that you might want to be interested in. I mean, it gives you more room to work with instead of being in a solid, you know, in a party. But let me give you another one. Let me see here. Let me give you a, now I want you to go to a ball crawl, Night of Terrors, Warehouse. Okay, here's a rave. Okay, this is going to be Halloween, excuse me, you know, Halloween. This address right here real quick. Let me give you this last one. This is going to be at 57. Where is this place at? Where is 8 Hodge Street? Have you ever heard 5746 Hodge Street? Where the fuck is that? That's in Houston, Texas.
Is it Hodge Street? Hodge Street or Hodges?
Hodges. Hodges. I guess it's Hodges Street. Yeah.
Yeah, I know where that is.
This is, it's going to be from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. So that shit gonna be going all night long, brother. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So, but also make sure if you don't go, make sure you, I'm gonna show you the trick or treat game in a second. So make sure I got to answer all these calls. But once I do that, make sure that you hang around because I'm gonna show you if you don't go out how to pull women while you're handing out motherfucking candy, okay?
I got you, brother. I'll just say one thing because I want to protect the protocol of this call, but I told some of my coworkers, and they're actually married women, and I told them what I was going as, and you could just see the glow in their eyes, and they would tell me how they wish they were their husbands. We take them out to some of these Halloween parties. Man, these women are ready to act a plum fool this weekend. And I just pray that these men will capitalize. I don't think people understand the magnitude.
Understand.
This is the one time out of the year that women are allowed and celebrated to act bloody. Man, I'm going as a SWAT officer. And so
go as the fortune teller. Go to the man.
Okay, as a fortune teller. Okay, I got that. Yes.
What I'm saying to you is this. You're going to have Houston University. You got all the, you got TSU. You got all the motherfucking central downtown campus. You're going to have the junior colleges. You're going to have freshman women, but not just the freshman women. You're also going to have older women, married women. Women, they're going to want to get out and shake their ass. But here's another thing I want to tell you real quick. Even though all those women are married to their guys and maybe they have kids, where do you think their husbands are going to be at? At home. They're boring ass husbands. It's not. And you know what? I'm going to show you with the trick or treat game as well, that you can put your bid in even while you passing out candy to little Timmy, little Day Day, Porsche, little Tina, whoever them little motherfucking kids are. I'm going to show you how to make yourself separate yourself, because see, the one thing these wives that I know, man, dog, you know, one thing real quick, and I got you called, 210-726-9. I got you 1 second. You always say this to your brother. You know the one thing I noticed the most, and most guys don't even do it. Guys, one thing y'all need to do is take a field trip. And what I mean take a field trip, just drive through a school zone when either the moms are taking the kids to school or the ones waiting for the kids. And you can see in their fucking eyes how they miss those days of shaking their ass and feeling sexy. How they miss those days of being wanted and being a pre. And you know what? They're not going to go to the clubs, but guess where they're going to go? They're going to be like, honey, I'll be back. I'm taking the kids out to trick or treat. I'll be back. And not only the wives, the girlfriends, but also the college girls, before they go out, a lot of them come home for the weekend. And before they out, guess what mommy and daddy make them do? You got to take those kids out. You got to take them out before you go out. Oh, God damn it. Okay, come on, guys, let's go. So what is that I'm going to show you how to get them all. Okay, I'm just letting you. I don't know if they're married or whatever, but I'm gonna show you because the one thing I want to do that no one else does, I want to give all you men an advantage point to be able to pull women on Halloween easily.
Right.
Because that's the motherfucking game. That's the game. All right, 409. All right, I appreciate it, man.
Thank you very much, man, for this game right here. You're a cold motherfucker, man. Real talk, man. Blessings to the game.
I appreciate that.
You got it going on. Thank you, brother.
All right, 100, man. And be safe out there. Please be safe out there. All right, let's get to 210. I think that's San Antonio. I think that's San Antonio. 210, what's your question, brother? How can I help you, brother?
Hey, man, I had the same question.
Okay, what city are you in or state that you're in?
I'm a San Antonio. I just want to get some dick in that.
Wait, I'm sorry. You what? Do you want to do what? Wait, I don't know. He ran off. I couldn't hear what he was saying. 726, what's your question, brother? What's up? How can I help you?
How big is your dick?
Area code 956. What's your question, man? It's great. All right. Well, you don't have nothing to say, so we're going to move on. So if you got a question, go ahead and put a Q in there. We will answer all your questions. But let's get into the Halloween game. And let me explain where this stems from. And this is something I've been doing for decades. I've been doing this shit since I had my own place. I've been doing what I'm about to tell you. And let me help you understand what's going on. Now, I do want to let you know that if you have any kind of morals and shit and ethics, don't do it because you don't know who's going to be at your door. Okay? I'm letting you know now. You're not going to know who's going to be at your door. But I'm going to tell you guys this. And I need you to understand. A lot of women are bored and lonely, and They are always looking for excitement, sexual excitement. And it doesn't matter how it comes or where it comes from, is because a lot of women, like I told you before, there are women out there that are pillars of the community. They give to charity organizations. They do a lot of things. But the one thing that they do on the side is they have a side guy that they're fucking on the side. Now, again, this is no judgment. This is not about judgment, okay? I'm just giving you trick-or-treat game. I'm just going to tell you how it works. So you have to understand what I'm talking about. And and like I was talking to the caller, to understand this, all you got to do, guys, is just when you go to work tomorrow, go through the school zone one time. Just go through the school zone. And guys, you're going to see some elk and some zebra. You're going to see some fine-ass motherfucking women. And those are the same motherfucking women that are going to be knocking on your goddamn door if the school zone is in your area. They're going to be the same motherfucking women knocking on your door. Because the women that you see, what you'll notice is you'll notice a lot of women walking their kids to school, a lot of women picking their kids up. That's what they do. But a lot of those women miss. Remember I told you guys about you remember if you know Napoleon Dynamite or Married with Children, how they reminisce, you know, I wish I could beat State. You know what? If I just threw that ball harder, we could have beat State. Well, these women have boring lives and they don't have any excitement in it. Guys, let me tell you something. Every Halloween, if y'all notice, I can't do it now because I'm nowhere in the area, but if y'all notice on Halloween, I would always dress up in a costume. If y'all follow me, y'all know I always dress up in a costume. You want to know why? Because I'm the it house. Every woman wants to take selfies and photos and all that other stuff because of what I'm about to tell you right now. And a lot of those women are always saying this one thing. I wish my man, I wish my husband, I wish my boyfriend, I wish the guy I was dating, I wish the guy I was seeing was animated like you, had personality like you, who was creative like you. Oh my God, I love coming over here because you make me feel special when he doesn't. Now, guys, this has always been this way. I'm just letting y'all guys know how easy this shit is. Okay? How easy it is. Okay? All right? Is it a good idea to take to my place a married bored woman from the club? Man, you're not really seeing a woman. Stop. You're lying. So I'm going to keep going. But anyway, guys, y'all got a question? Go ahead. I got you. Let me explain the trick-or-treat game in its essence because it's a Mona Lisa. It's beautiful. And the reason why it's beautiful, because I've always told you, we always position ourselves. We always position ourselves. You see, a lot of couples, what they'll do, now remember, you got to understand, I keep telling you, a lot of women will marry regular average guys because they're safe, even though they want to be bad. There is a lot of bad, where a bunch of guys and women will get together, even on Halloween, they'll walk as groups and they'll go trick-or-treating. The women are drinking and buzzing and all this stuff. But the men are always boring. And the most amazing thing that I'm going to show you is that not only are you going to perk her up by the way you give the candy to the child, but when you have something for her, that I see, you see the shirt right there? I'm not a trick, but I can be a treat. You see, just like the Easter game and everything I give you guys, I always want you to imprint yourself on a woman. And again, when I was at my apartment, I'm going to tell you right now, when I was doing this stuff I was doing, they would sometimes knock at my door. Sometimes they would run into me. Sometimes they would talk. I mean, and gentlemen, again, I was a whore. And if you have morals, don't do this. because you don't know who's coming at that door. But what I am telling you is that whoever's on that side of the door, and if you do some of the stuff I'm showing you, they're going to flirt with you. And it's not just like you're not manipulating them or deceiving them, but when you can show a woman that you stand out of the crowd, gentlemen, this is the thing about the minds. I keep telling you, when you stand out of the crowd, what happens? No, you don't give her a condom or anything like that. No. You don't give them a condom. No. Listen, there's several things you got to do. First thing I recommend for you guys is dress up. And the reason why I say dress up is because the thing that women love the most about a man is that he never takes himself seriously. Yes, we take ourselves seriously in the game, but there are times where we let our hair down and we just have fun and we have excitement. That's going to be the first draw in, having fun and excitement, meaning that you're having fun. You're playing a role. And gentlemen, what's so cool, even back in the day, even the Halloween costumes that I would wear, the women would want me to wear those things when I was smashing that ass because that was part of the fantasy or the role play, but that's a whole different thing. What I'm saying is that just get a costume. Just get a costume, because you're saying that I'm not a stuffy stick in the mud that they're seeing, dating, living with, engaged to, or married with. Because what you'll see out your door is the average guy out there, they ain't doing this because they think, you know what, I've got to be mature. I've got to be a mature guy. I'm not going to do that immature stuff. No, guys, I'm telling you right now, this is going to be the draw-in. That's part one. Part two is the interaction you have with the child is going to reinforce the curiosity she's going to have by how you play, not play with the child, but how you interact with the child. Most little girls will dress up like little princesses. You know, they will dress up like, you know, a princess. You know, all the little girls want to be princesses. A lot of them will dress up that way. Whatever the little child is dressed up like, you take on the role. If she's dressing like a princess, I would bow. I say, I am not worthy. Am I allowed to give you a treat, my prince? And you know what's happening? She's already smiling. She's already giggling. She's already laughing. Guys, half the work is already done through the kid, because what are they used to? Trick or treat. Oh, hey, good, boop. Here's candy. But you want to stand out, God. I'm telling you, college girls, it doesn't matter who comes to that door. College girls, single college girls that are seeing somebody, dating somebody, women that are single, that are dating, that are engaged or married. It doesn't matter, because the interaction you're going to have with that damn kid is going to be so mind-blowing that she's going to notice a few things. Personality, creativity, a sense of adventure, and an imagination. And gentlemen, listen to what I'm saying. When they see these things to women, it can turn to sexual creativity, sexual imagination, sexual adventurous. Gentlemen, I always tell you guys that y'all don't understand that women love sex just as much as you do, as we do. And gentlemen, let me say something. Do you not think when she looks at you, she's trying to decide if she wants to sleep with you or not? Or can you be the person that she can sleep? See, for us, we see a woman be like, yeah, I can fuck her. No, I can't fuck her. You don't think women think that way? You don't think women don't think that way? And it doesn't matter if that little kid is beside them or not. They're still thinking that way because they're not getting it from home. They're not getting it from their boyfriends. They're not getting it from the guy they're dating. And they're not getting the guy that they're just texting right now. And here's your opportunity to kill 50 million birds with one fucking piece of goddamn candy. Well, really two pieces of candy. Because remember, the first part of the game is acknowledging the boy. If the boy is a football player, Hut, 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 it's 4th and 1. Oh, he's going to score a touchdown. Here's the thing. Touchdown, you won. High five that little boy. The woman is going to be like, what? Who is this guy? So much personality. Look, he's enjoying the thing. He's making my – and let me tell y'all something. Just because she has the kid with her doesn't mean it is their kid. It could be an aunt taking out her nephew or her niece. Gentlemen, it could – there's so many scenarios in this. But what I am saying is this is trick-or-treat gang because they're going to be knocking on your door, and they're going to have a costume on. Even the teens, you listen, you have fun. This is a chance to let your hair down, but also show every goddamn woman that comes to your door that I'm not him. I'm not the one you go home to. I'm not the guy that you're texting right now. I'm not the guy you're considering dating or considering marrying. I'm not him, because that guy right now is at home right now because he doesn't feel like going out. That guy right now, if he goes out, all he's doing is bitching, whining, moaning, complaining. If that guy goes out, he ain't doing anything fun. Do you guys know that grown-ass women will dress up as well for Halloween and go trick-or-treating with their kids? You guys, I'm telling y'all. Guys, I am telling all y'all, this is a, if you don't want to go out, this is the opportunity to have them come to you, because they're going to come a knocking. And when they come a knocking, first thing you do is play the role of the costume you see in the little boy or the little girl. The interaction you have, guys, let me tell you how I know this. Let me show you something. Gentlemen, remember I used to work at Kids Kingdom. I always told you I used to work at Kids Kingdom. And Kids Kingdom used to be a knockoff of Chuck E. Cheese. So Kids Kingdom was a place where women would take their kids to the knockoff Chuck E. Cheese place, right? Guys, you know how many women, not just me, the motherfuckers I roll with was smashing? Where these women would tell the other woman, can you watch the kid? I'll be right back. Go to the car, suck dick. Guys, because of the interaction we were having, show the woman two things, that this guy does not take life seriously, but he's got some type of imagination, and they will turn that into a sexual imagination. But also, he's got to be somebody who got to keep business off the street, because if I'm going to give you the pussy, if I'm going to fuck around with you, we got to keep this shit off the books. See what I'm saying? We got to keep these things off the books. But what I'm saying to you guys is the first thing you do is interact with the kid. I don't give a fuck what the kid is. You interact and you have fun. Let your hair down. She is going to be more relaxed. Well, she's going to be shocked at the outfit. You play the role of whatever you're dressed up as, but you also have fun with the child. And once you give the child the treat, you look at her and let her know, wait, where are you going? Wait, hold on. Where's your bag at? Because I have a treat for you. I have a treat for you. And this treat can be, guys, very easy thing you're going to need. Go to the goddamn Walmart and get a bunch of lollipops. I don't care if it's lollipops, gummy bear packs, or whatever. I don't care what it is. You have what's today? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You have 4 days to do this. You can do this in 4 days. It's easy. I should have told you earlier, but I wanted to save this one. Whatever you're going to hand her as far as her candy, you have to have your motherfucking number attached to it. That's all you got to do. I have a treat for you. It's not a trick. It's a treat. Because you know what? Wait, where's your bag at? Wait, you mean to tell me you're not? No, you say, I got the perfect treat for you. 1 second. And you dig in the other bag. See, you're going to have two different candy bowls. You're going to have the one for the kids, and you're going to have the one for the women. And depending on your, remember, interaction with the woman. Where is your costume at? You mean to tell me you're not wearing a costume? Oh, my God. I can't believe it. I'm where's your, you guys? what you're doing, just like the Easter game, is you're bringing them back. See, guys, let me show y'all something about game, okay? Let me show y'all something about game. Do you know why when you're talking to a woman late at night, she wants to meet you at the park? You ever wonder why they want to go to the park late at night? Because they want to get on a swing and they want to go back to that time where they were like a kid and shit. And they want to be pushed on the swing and they want you to push them and then grab the swings, flip that around and kiss them while they're, I mean, it's layers to this shit. What I'm saying is that a lot of these women feel like life is draining away from them with the, it's either the guy that they're with or the guy they don't have. They feel like they're losing that sense of, it's like a midlife crisis on, but it's not at 40. It kind of hits them around in their 20s and goes into their 30s where they just miss those days. Those days when they were freshmen in college and they can let their hair down, there's nobody to follow me, I can do whatever the fuck I want to do and fuck whoever I want to fuck and drink what I want to drink and take whatever drug I want to take. I'm not saying do drugs, but I'm just letting you know the truth. They miss those days. They miss the days of the walk, you know, Friday, the Saturday morning walk with, you know, I forgot the what do they call it? The stroll, the slut walk or something where they, you know, the next morning they're leaving the guy's house and all the women are going to their dorms and everything. They miss those days. They miss feeling sexy. They miss smiling. They miss laughing. They miss those days with a man that used to bend them over like a pretzel, put them in a pretzel and smash. They miss those days. And if they can find a window and an opportunity to have that day again, they are, yeah, thank you, Doctor, the walk of shame. They are going to take it. But this is all about it. Now, gentlemen, I don't know who's going to come at your door. You have got to make a judgment. You have must make a decision. Now, for me, I didn't make it. I didn't give a. I did not give a fuck because the thing I break her when she sees the costume, and then when she sees the interaction I have with the child. Oh man, this guy's fun. This guy's laid back. This guy's got a sense of humor. This guy is fucking creative as hell. But then when she thinks she's walking the fuck away, wait a second, where you going? Wait, come back over here. Wait a second. Guys, let me tell you something. Before I move, guys, to every Halloween, not only did I have women coming to, because I was always telling y'all all this stuff. Y'all would see me in my Halloween costume on YouTube. But every Halloween I would have a costume on, the women, after I did that, they would bring other women because they talked about me the year before and the other women wanted to see it for themselves. They would bring women to me to a point where they, can we take a selfie with you? Can we take a, guys, I'm telling you, but you got to make sure the interaction is right. Okay. Again, some women won't take it, but some of them will, but you got to feel it out. You got to feel it out because even the ones that won't take it are going to get a sample of you. And okay, let me give you an example. I remember this college one. I was doing the Halloween thing. College chick came in town, where the fuck, and she, hey, look, she turned me down. I'm letting you know, I offered her the treat, right? And she didn't take my number or anything like that. But what do I keep telling you guys? I keep telling y'all guys, man, listen. Sometimes the world has a funny way of working out. Because the next time I bumped into her at the store, I don't know how the fuck I bumped into her. I bumped into her. But guess what? She recognized me from a few months ago. I mean, I it wasn't like overnight. I bumped into her a few months ago, and I bumped into her, and she recognized me, and we began to talk. And then you know what she started doing? She started telling me everything her fucking man is doing wrong. She said, you know what? I should have took your car when you offered it because I had no idea that this is what I was. And guys, I'm not saying it's going to happen like that all the time, What I'm saying to you is this. If you're not going out for Halloween, there are going to be fucking badass women coming at your door. Y'all should know this. Y'all know that. Guys, I'm telling you, all you got to do is in your neighborhood, every neighborhood that you has a school, just drive by that motherfucker and see all them women. All, especially if you're in a housing area. Oh, my God. The zebras, the elk. Man, guys, it's the craziest thing is when you see all these women. God damn. I see why that motherfucker nutted up in that ass type shit. They're going to be knocking at the door. College girls going to be knocking at your door as well. If you got a question, please put a Q in there and all the other stuff. Let me see if there's any questions and stuff. But what I'm saying to you guys, this is an opportunity. It's up to you how you want to do it, but the opportunity is yours if you want to do it. It is totally up to you. But all I'm saying is you're going to have to take advantage of opportunities. And yes, and guys, like the other caller was saying earlier, guys, y'all don't understand why women look for men on the side. You know, when we did a real game, no theory, we talked about how we save marriages and stuff like that. You guys just don't understand. Again, I'm not telling you to be a homewrecker. I'm not telling you that. But every woman you meet, you don't know her situation. And sometimes these women are not going to tell you their situation. Sometimes you're going to run into a woman that may be married, maybe she's engaged, maybe she's separated, maybe she's dating, or maybe she's seeing someone, or maybe she's single. Sometimes they're just not going to tell you that because in their eyes, that's really none of your business. I just want a quick one night, two night, or three night stand. And what does that mean? That means that most women are not going to just throw themselves at you. They're going to do their due diligence and make sure that you're the kind of person who can keep his fucking mouth shut. You're the kind of person who has been here before and you understand the rules. And the rules is this. Do not call me. Do not bother me. Do not pass go. Do not come to my life. Do not. Well, listen, if I need to see you, I'm going to find a way to get in touch with you. But outside of that, you don't call me. And if you can't handle that, gentlemen, then I'm telling you, you might have to get out of the game because you'll never know. Because a lot of like guys are like, no, I don't want to mess with a married woman. You don't know who you're messing with. And honestly, yes, some married women, listen, y'all don't understand misery. Matter of fact, okay, tomorrow's show, I'm going to be in Virginia. So we'll be in Virginia. And we're going to do a show on why women use men sexually on the side. That's going to be the show. Why women use men sexually on the side. We're going to talk about that Thursday. I'll be in Virginia, so I won't have the mic, but we'll have the camera, and we'll talk about that from the cockpit. Okay, we'll definitely talk about that. Let me get a question. I got a question. Here's a question in. Steve, what happens when there's a woman that you don't find attractive, comes up to you wanting to get her fortune told? Do you understand? Well, that is Anthony, great question. Anthony, I want you to think three moves ahead in this question. Great question. A lot of fat, fugly women think they are sexy, and yes, they're going to come up to you. Now, the reason why what I want you to do is I want you to go to one card, two card. Don't give her that third card. You just read her fucking fortune and let her move her ass on. But what is going to happen is these women, they're like, oh, my God, I got to get my friend. See, you guys, to understand women at the club, you got to understand insecurity. The prettier she is, the lower she has no insecurity. The uglier she is, she thinks she's God's gift to the world. So that is normally the alpha female. And what she's going to do is she's going to bring her little pack over there. All the sexy girls are in the back of the pack. They're not in the front. because they have insecurities and they're always getting stomped on by the ugly chicks who have motherfucking confidence. They're always stomping. Now, again, there are can be packs of pretty women. I'm not saying that. But the majority is the pack leader is like a grod, you know, like Solomon Grundy. You know, she's a grod, okay? All right? So, right, Jeremy, you nailed it on the head. Let her sell you. What is going to happen is that you're going to be so outside the box with the costume that women are going. Listen, you've got two signs, one on your chest and one on the board that says fortunes for sexy single women. And every woman, some of them think they are sexy. Now, sometimes the ugly ones think they're even more sexy, but every woman's coming to you under the premise that they are single. Even the married guys, this is why I keep telling y'all, man, you're going to have women come up to you that are going to be married that's not even wearing a wedding ring. You want to know why? Because they took that. Because when they're going out this weekend, all the rings are coming off. All the loyalty that they have to that single or that guy they're seeing right now, oh, that's out the window. Even the college freshmen that have boyfriends and shit like that, oh, that's going out the window. Oh, no, I'm going out with the girls tonight. Tonight is our ladies' night. Tonight we're going to have fun. I don't want you fucking up my fun. And guess where they're going to be? They're going to be at these parties shaking their asses for guys. So what I'm saying is, great question. But what you got to understand is, listen, you want to have fun. It's just the unattractive ones. What you want to do is make sure that you just flip card one and card number two. Do not give her your number. Allow her to run her ass off and get the other women and say, oh, my God, you got to get your fortune told. You got to get your fortune told. We got a fortune teller. Man, oh, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. But here's the thing. You are not reading any guy's fortune because you're going to be some guy, tell me my fortune. Nah, man, this is for sexy. Hey, dog. This for because see, here's the thing. Here's the thing that's so dope about this. The guys are going to these events and parties to meet women, but they're not. They're just dressing up as an outfit. They're not positioning themselves. And when they see what you have on, they're gonna give you dap. You have the guys be like, dude, that's a dope ass cop. Damn, I'm gonna have to do that next year. Hey, look at this, and they're gonna be taking pictures. Now, it's not nothing gay, but they're going to be so blown away by the costume that you have on. They're going to be like, damn, I got to keep this in my memory bag because I'm going to do this shit next year. Because this is the easiest way to get women without even trying. You're not even trying. All you're doing is walking around like an old-ass man. That's all you're doing. And the women are going to come up to you when they see the costume and read fortunes for sexy single women. It is a wrap. But no, Thursday, guys, listen, Thursday, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about why women crave and why women have sex or use. I forgot the word. I'm going to figure it out. But we'll do that from the cockpit. Because I don't think y'all understand how in demand a man is. It's up there with the gold bracelets and the diamond rings. A man is something a woman not only wants to experience, but if she's experienced it, she wants it again. And we're going to talk about that. We'll discuss that tomorrow. But what I'm saying to you guys out there is that you're going to have to draw a line and start figuring out what you want to do with your life. Because the thing is that guys, I cannot stress to you how desperate, needy, and lonely these women are. I can't, even when they have somebody, they're lonely. And we'll talk about, oh, my gosh. You guys, when you start to learn you, it's an unfair advantage. It's like you playing basketball for $1 million versus a bunch of kindergartens or first graders. It's like, hold on, wait. You say $1 million. You say we got to play 21 and I get $10 million. Wait. Well, what's the catch? There ain't no catch. You just got to beat these first graders in a game of 20. Wait. Let me get it straight. 21 versus a bunch of – telling you, can't lose. All right, here we go. No, you, hey, Vibe, you got to call in. It's only for call-ins, man. I will not answer that when you're doing. You got to call in. You got to find a way, brother, because I've done 99% of the work. You just got to get off your lazy ass and find a way. Cannot do it for you. Let's see. I'm near Howard University on Friday, North Carolina on Saturday. Ideas for a regular club, places to meet women. Jeremy, can you please take the wheel on that, please? I know you're new. I know you're new to this show. But, sir, for the last hour and 40 minutes about, I've been teaching you nothing about getting women on Halloween. And if you are smart enough, you have already gone to themanmindset.com. And you would already have seen the Halloween game that I have absolutely free for you. If you see, again, I don't know if you're a doctor in real life, but one thing y'all got to understand, a lot of y'all guys are really naive when it comes to the game. Let me bring in 516. What's your question, 516? What's up, sir? How can I help you?
What's up, Steve? Calling because I want to find some places. I'm in New York City / New Jersey.
All right, are you looking for swinger clubs or regular clubs? What are you looking for?
Just regular stuff.
Okay, in New York?
New York or North Jersey, yeah.
All right. Oh, man, you should have a bunch of these. Let me see here. New York. All right, so New York. All right, let's see what we have here. We have a bunch of things. I'll give you a few of them. Okay, you're going to have, let me see, let me give you some good shit to have. All right, here's one. This is a good one because this one has 17,000 followers. Sunday, October 31st, it's a Purge rooftop Halloween party. The address is going to be 621 West 46th Street in New York. It is a Purge rooftop Halloween party. Everyone, you got an RSVP. Doors open at 11 p.m. Let's see here. Gave you the address. They're going to be playing hip-hop, reggae, salsa, Latin. They're going to talk about the VIP, the roof. Okay, so you've got that one. Let me give you another one. It's Purge. It's the rooftop, Purge rooftop Halloween party. Gave you that address. Let me give you another big one. This one has... What's a bar crawl? I don't even know what a bar crawl is. I always see these things. Let me see if I can give you something better. Let's see here. Squid Games Halloween Night at Sobs. And this is going to be in New York. The address is going to be 204 Varick Street. And that's going to be in New York. And that's going to be music by Power 105. Costume mandatory for entry. Everyone free. Guys have to come in before 10 o'clock. Ladies before 10:30. So this one has 9,932 followers. So I'm kind of finding the ones that have a huge.
What day was that one?
That one, the squid one, is going to be sun. It's going to be Halloween at 9:30. All the ones I'm giving you are just on Halloween. I'm going to give you another one. This one has 17,000. This is going to be Friday, October 29th at 9 o'clock. It is the Halloween Yacht Party Nightmare on Pier 36. This is going to be in New York at 299 South Street, Friday, October 29th. Let me see what it's going to be. It's got to be 21 and over. Proof of vaccination mandatory. You got to show proof, okay? They ain't going to let you in if you don't show proof, okay? I just want to make sure I read that to you. And this one has 17,000 followers. It's called, it's from $50 to $325 to get in. So, but, okay, you're good to go. So, but you have any other questions? I got to grab another call. But any other questions, sir?
Yeah, no problem, man. I'm good. Thank you.
All right, respect to you, man. Let me get, let me grab 336. Because, gentlemen, there's something else that I haven't even told you about that I'm going to talk about after I grab this other call. 336, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, what's up, Bunk? How you doing, bro?
Shit, you got it. How can I help you, sir?
Hey, man. Hey, I was just calling to see about the swinger parties in my area. Right. Whenever you get some time and everything. I know you're doing your show.
No, what is your area? What area are you in?
I'm in Greensboro, North Carolina.
North Kakalaki, North Carolina. Let's see what we have in North Carolina. Let's see what we got in North Kakalaki. Okay. We got a few things going on in North Carolina. I don't know where at North Carolina. I'm just going to tell you where it's at. Let's see. We got a Halloween bash, a Freaky Friday for couples and singles party. Let's go to that one. Okay. The 29th. This is going to be called – this is in Fayetteville. How far are you from Fayetteville?
Fayetteville, I think maybe about like an hour and a half or so.
That's not bad because this – okay, brother. Let me read this shit to you. This starts at 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. for everyone. Our Friday party is open to everyone from couples to singles, including single males, okay, that are geared towards couples and single females, okay? Now, if you're talking about the couples, okay, let me see here. We allow single men to attend this night, okay? And this is, let me see here. What do they have here? They got the, okay, now let me show you this. This is a huge swingers club. They average between 200 and 200 people, 250 people. Between 16 and 80 are new. They're fully licensed and secure. All permits are inspected, blah, blah, blah. Nudity is allowed everywhere inside the club. Sex is allowed in most everywhere, within a few small exceptions for sanitary reasons. They've got beer and wine. No hard alcohol allowed. Let me see. Food, they have a buffet. They've got tours. They've got, if you're a new member, they give you tours. They've got 14 private rooms. They got a castle, a jungle. They have an aquarium. They've got Vegas. They've got the 80s room. They've got the Star Wars room. They got a pinup room, a military room, a unicorn room. And let me see, a graffiti room. Victorian room, ice cream room, space room. The rooms have a plexiglass wall between them. God damn, this is a huge fucking place. Some bedrooms have special sex furniture to use. Let me see. Also, shut and lock the door. Let me see. Stock rooms have condoms, lubes, wipes, towels, and extra sheets. Jesus Christ. They have a live DJ. They have a locker room. They've got a shadow box. You got to dance, strip, have sex with who knows you might see. They got three stripper poles. They have an intimate show, one in the Star Wars room. They have a game room, pool table, and arcade, like you're really going to be playing fucking video games. They have a dungeon room with a professional dom for those that are curious about BDSM. They have a smoker's room if you want to do that. They have a soda fountain with ice, free drinks and water. They have a men and women's bathroom, each with a shower. Peak game. They got three glory hole rooms. They have one female glory hole room. They got two vibrator rooms. They got a love swing room and a sex machine room. So you can now. And this is for couples, females, and men. Okay, I told you a lot right there. Let me give you one more. I mean, I know there's a lot to digest right now, but that shit is so goddamn wild. I had to tell you everything that was going on in that motherfucker. All right, so I think you need to take your ass to Fayetteville. But let me give you one more. Hold on.
Exactly.
That shit was popping. God damn. All right, let me give you one. This is, let's see here. They have a Halloween theme party. That's got to be Saturday, October 31st. This is, again, in Fayetteville. What's going on in fucking Fayetteville? God damn. I'm sorry. They're sold out. God damn. They are sold out. This is about nudity. Sex is allowed. They got the private. Oh, wait. This is the same. You need. Okay, it's the same place, But there's Saturday. They're already sold out. They're sold out. They have no more. Let's go Halloween Party 2 costume. This is in Wilmington, North Carolina. This is at the Lotus Social Club and Lounge. And what they have is a social club. Anyone 21 and over with valid ID. You can have a small annual membership fee. Enjoy the benefits of the club and lounge. The bar has your favorite beverages, great prices. They have drinks. They have big screen TVs. They have skills game, golden tea live, a beer pong, great music. Where's all the fucking? Okay. We provide everybody with a fun, safe, and a sexy space to meet, mingle, socialize in a non-judgmental, zero pressure, relaxed, open environment. Okay. So they're located at 53510B Carolina Beach Road in Wilmington, North Carolina. So that's one. So they're open. Okay. So I'll throw you back
in,
man.
Out yet.
Okay. Well, you good to go. I'll throw you back in, brother. All right. Respect to you, but good call, brother. All right. So
thank you,
I forgot what the fuck I was going to talk about, man. I was talking about all this yickety yak with this young man. God damn, that shit is going to be off the motherfucking chain. Let me see if you got questions. Let's see if you got questions here. All right, Jeremy, thank you for that. Okay. So, again, you got to call in, brother. I'm not only going to talk to those that really want to do it. Okay. So, getting back, what was I going to tell you guys? It was something I was going to tell you. Shit. What was I going to tell you? Gentlemen, I'm going to give y'all something new. Another thing that y'all can look towards. Hold on. Let me pull it up. Well, I'm a bad motherfucker. Man, I don't understand how nobody's teaching. I don't understand how people are not telling you what I'm about to tell you. I'm giving y'all nothing. Okay, so we got the costume party. We got the costume set up. We did the sexo-ween where you give the woman the invitation. We did the trick-or-treat game. Now I'm going to give you another one, man. Are you ready for this shit? Bruh, just for the weekend. The weekend. Because Halloween does fall on a Sunday. Bruh. Man, if y'all don't want to do any of this shit, do you know that the cruise ships are having fucking Halloween Fright Night? God damn, man. Steve, I you know what, guys? Sometimes, man, I scare myself with all the information I give y'all. Guys, what I'm saying to y'all guys before I tell you about this, if you want to know what my kind does, this is the shit they do. We are always got our ear to the ground to do things that the normal male won't do, and that's why we win. Because I'm just giving you a sample. I shouldn't be giving you this one, but I'm in a good mood because I'm going to give you this one. I was going to keep this one to the fellas. But gentlemen, bruh. Man, let me tell you about these carnival cruises. Dude. Halloween activities, costume contests, pirate adventures. This is on Carnival. Man, guys, I'm telling you, man, wait. Let me show you what I'm looking. Where's my phone at? I'm going to take a photo and show you what the fuck you guys are missing out on if you don't go to these. Let me show you. I'm going to take a photo. Give your boy 1 second. I'm going to take a photo of this. Excuse me. And I'm about to show you what the fuck I'm showing you right now. Wait, let me hold on 647. Let me look at me and show you what the fuck is on these cruises. I'm just giving you an example. This is on a cruise ship. Just a small example that is, gentlemen, game is everywhere. And I'm trying to show y'all that nobody else. Gentlemen, you know, after this weekend, we've got to prepare you. We're going to prepare you for, because we're coming into sucker me season. So we're going to prepare you for Thanksgiving. We'll prepare you for Christmas. We'll talk about the Christmas parties and Christmas party etiquette. Matter of fact, what we're going to do is we're going to set up where you should be going to other people's Christmas parties and fucking those women. But we're going to be talking about that in December, between November and December. January 1st, the beginning of the year, we're going to begin to prepare you for Valentine's Day single events. We're lonely at, we do it every year. And the same thing I'm going to do that I'm doing right now, I will find the event for you, and you just got to show up, and I'm going to show you how to show out. But you know what? There is nobody doing what we're doing, because I want to get you pussy. I'm going to do everything I can to get you some ass. Area code 647, what's your question, brother? How can I help you, man? What's up?
Hey, Unc. I was the guy that sent you a message through the chat that I was at work, so I quickly stepped out right now. So I'm in Toronto.
Where are you at? Where you want? All right, hurry real quick. I know you're being a swinger. Where are you at right now? Where are you at?
I'm in Toronto.
You're in Toronto. Let me see if we got Canada. Hold on, let me see.
You're going to hang up. And
all right, wait. Let me see if I can find Toronto.
Friday through Sunday. Friday through Sunday. Any lit events or any swinger parties, I'm down for all.
All right. Well, all right. I don't see anything overseas. I gotta dig deep. Hold on. You only get one. So which one you want? You want me to look for swinger? You want swinger or dating? Which one you want? I can only do one. Which one you want?
Party.
Regular party. Okay, in Toronto. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll look for it right now. Okay, I'll look for it real quick for you right now. Go ahead and hang up. And I'll say it on the air for you, and then you just mark it, okay? Because I know you're busy, but you gotta want it, okay? You want it, okay? So let me see here.
All right,
I got you, brother. Hold on, let me see. Let me find something for my man real quick, and we continue, guys. I got you guys, but guys, like I told you, I'll give you all the schedule. The one thing about this show, we're always gonna put you in a position where you can meet women. I am showing you guys how we do it on the back end. You want to know why we're smashing so many women is because we're willing to do the things that the average man ain't going to do. Most of you motherfuckers going to stay home on Halloween and won't even open your goddamn door up, and that's a goddamn shame. Let me see here. Hold on. Let me see. Toronto. Hold on a second. All right. I'm about to pull it up. All right, here we go. All right, I think I pulled that shit up. All right, for my brother that just called in, I appreciate you called. All right, here we go. So this is what's going on in Toronto, Canada. All right, let me see if I can pull this up for you real quick. And if y'all got questions, put a Q in there. I got you guys. I just want to give them a few things that's going on in Toronto and see which ones. All right, so what's going on in motherfucking Canada, So you have a Monsters Ball 2021. Toronto's best Halloween party. Now, this is going to be at, sir, this is going to be at 150 Sames Road, S-Y-M-E-S Road in Toronto, okay? What's going to happen is it's a monster ball. They've been sold out for 13 years running, so you need to get on this shit. They're going to have hip-hop, R&B, reggae, Afro beats and Latin, DJ, VIP tables and booths. You must wear a costume, cosplay, lingerie, or at least a mask in here, okay? Now, health and safety. As per stage 3 mandates, masks are required for entry when indoors. Okay, and when indoors, okay? Notice of double vaccination showing a note of exception is required for entry. So they have a COVID protocol. So I'm just saying, I'm just reading what they have. So let's get to another one. Let's see here. They got a squid game. Let's look at the squid one. This is Saturday, October 30th. It's a squid game one, brother. Saturday, October 30th, squid game. This is going to be at 6380 Northwest Drive, okay, where the fuck is this? Mississauga, M-I-S-S-I-S-S-A-U-G-A. I need my glasses and shit. All this shit's so small. I'm squeaking. I need to put my glasses on. Jesus Christ. Then I have booth packages they have here hosted by DJ Easy, DJ Kimsey. They got a $20 early bid, $30 regular, and late entry. I don't know what the fuck that is. It's a Halloween night, October 30th. Dress up to your favorite Halloween costume. Come out and have fun at the Squid Game Halloween party, okay? I think it's between $22 and $43 to get in. Let me give you one more. They are going to have, let me give you one more, my brother. Let me see if I can give you a good one here. Let's see here. Let's see. There's a Thriller Halloween. There's a Toronto Halloween boat party. Sunday, October 31st is going to be at 176 Cherry Street in Toronto. Let me read this. There's a Toronto boat party. I'm telling y'all, those guys, can you imagine going on a cruise Friday, Saturday, and Sunday and coming back? Whew. Okay, this is going to be a Halloween boat party. It's a booze cruise. Drink specials, bottle services available. Rain or shine, it goes on. The party goes on regardless of what the fuck is happening. Captivity will be limited, okay? Just remember that. But it is a Halloween boat party, Sunday, October 31st. This is going to be at 176 Cherry Street. Starts from 7 p.m. is boarding, but the party begins from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. Sunday, October 31st. God, this is God. Guys, y'all are getting set the fuck up. Y'all getting set up. I'm sorry. Let me get this off. Let me see. Thank you. No, I'm not the man. You're the man. I appreciate y'all. Yeah. Whatever that shit is. Yeah, that's the place. Yes. Yes. But let me recheck anything. Gentlemen, what I'm saying to you is this. This is, gentlemen, most of you guys out here, okay? Okay, you want to know where you get the Sexoween invitation? All right, look, listen. What I want you to do is either one or two things. I want you to go ahead, because you can use Canva and create a Halloween invitation. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to post this up, and I want you to take a photo of it. So you take a photo. Let me take off the call. Guys, you have 7 minutes to call in, and we're going to continue to talk to y'all. But what I want you to do is go ahead and take a photo of this, okay? Now, you can go to Canva and create one and print it out. But what you can do is you can take this photo right here and send it as an email. You don't even have to mail it. You can email her or text her. Listen, all you got to do is a little bit of editing, because I'm just giving you an example of how Sexoween works, okay? So you go ahead and take a photo of this, do the editing of it, right? That's why I have it in black. Go ahead and edit this, and then send this to a woman through a text message or email. You don't even have to mail it to her. Just let her know what day you're going to do it. Tell her to reserve her sexual adventure today. You have your phone number or your email where she can get in touch with you, and you let her know when it is. So when she calls you, you let her know, because she's going to ask you, what is a Sexoween? And you've got to let her know. Remember, the thing that I want you to understand is my apartment is haunted by this sexual ghost that every Saturday night, or whenever you have this Sexoween, that he is haunting the my apartment. And I want you over so I can tell you the story of this ghost, this sexual ghost that is haunting my halls in my apartment, okay? Now, always remember the ingredients. Remember, the living room is the story of the candles and the whip. Kitchen is the story of how he takes his victims and he eats off of them. He eats their skin, so to speak. That's where you put the whipped cream and the syrup and the fruit. The one at the bottom is next. When you have your colored lights, you want to make sure they're red, because he's purifying and cleansing his victims in the shower when he does that. And the reason why you're taking her in the shower, because she's going to have whipped cream and motherfucking syrup all over her body. So you want to clean her off before you put her in your bed. Dry her off. Bring her into your bedroom last. Tie and blindfold. And you got to let her, before you eat her pussy, and let her know you're possessed by him right now. and you're about to fuck her like he used to fuck his victims, okay? So that's, remember, that's how you do it. Nobody's teaching you this motherfucking game right here. So go ahead and make sure that you do it right. Make sure you have sex a ween perfect. We want it done right. You want it done right. Sex a ween done right, okay? Let's continue, guys. You got a question, put a Q in there. We got you covered. Let's see here. What we have here? Hold on a second. Yeah, y'all got to understand something, man. Y'all have to understand. It's not even deep. Listen, it's deep because. Wait. Let me ask you a question. Wait, I have a bedroom apartment. I have a one bedroom apartment. So I have a kitchen, living room. Okay, well, cool. Okay, listen. Okay, I'm gonna show you what you have. You have a kitchen, living room and bedroom, but you also have a bathroom. You've got all four components. Okay, did you not hear what I just told you? You have all four components. You have a living room where you do the candle wax and the whips because that's the dungeon. You have the kitchen because that's where you would eat and chew on his victims in a sexual way. You have the shower because that's where you would purify. Now, if you don't have your shower, go to Amazon and get your colored lights and get the red ones. It's red in there. Your lights, let me show you the colored lights if you don't understand what I'm saying. Well, you can get the – wait, not that. I'm sorry, wrong thing. But when you go – oh, shit. Hold on. Shit. Where the fuck is it at? I'm sorry, guys. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Here you go. When you go to Amazon, you can get color lights. So when you go to Amazon, you get color lights. So you just use your red ones, okay? Just use your red lights, okay? And then find some, go to Party City or something, get the blindfolds and all this stuff, and you can still do it. So, y'all guys, don't make any excuses. Just be about it. But what I'm saying to you guys is that, this is what I'm saying to you guys out here that y'all have to understand. I am showing you why winners win and why everybody else loses, because I am only positioning you to get women. All this is for women. Oh, let me see some motherfucking shit at this carnival. Oh, let me see this sailing for this carnival cruise and let me give you all some prices. Oh, are you serious? Wait a second. It's a 2-day trip. $144. If you're in the Bahamas from Miami, you can do that one. You can do these cruises from Bahamas to Miami, see if there's any other places. A lot of Caribbean cruises, but they're really cheap. But let me see. I'm trying to find out the Halloween information. I don't want y'all to just go on a cruise. I mean, you know, but hold on a second. Let me learn more about the Halloween joint. Let's look at this Halloween joint real quick. Let me see how this shit works. And y'all need to be up on this shit. Costume contest. You got to be 18 or over. This is like adult shit. This is some adult shit. It's not adult sex cruise, but my God. I mean, it's a slam dunk, man. Oh, man, look at this chick. She's pretty. Hold on, let me see. I'm trying to find something. Man, guys, game is everywhere. It never sleeps, man. And you got to realize that the only way you're going to win is learn game and stop doing the shit you're doing right now. This is what the guys, the ones that are fucking, this is what they're doing. All the guys that are fucking, this is what they're doing right now. 513, let me bring you in real quick. Yes, sir. How can I help you? 513.
Hey, what's up, Bunk? excuse me. I was looking for just regular parties in Cincinnati. I asked, man, because on your on the site, it's like two other people that's from Cincinnati, and they all went down to the banks. So I'm trying not to run into them.
No, don't be afraid of running into. Let's say, baby, if you ever wonder. It never came of me. I'm living on.
You had two testimonials on the site, and both of them was from Cincinnati, and they both went down to the banks. I'm like, damn, I don't want to run into them guys, or I might be able to when we all share some game too.
They're not there anymore. They probably moved on. Let me see. So you're in Ohio, you say?
Yeah, Cincinnati.
All right, Cincinnati. All right, let me pull it up. All right, hold on. Cincinnati. All right, let's see. Here we go. Let's see what we got for you in Cincinnati. All right, here we got Cincinnati. We got a few of these things. Let's see what we got in Cincinnati. All right, so there is a – they got a bar – I don't know what a bar crawl is. I never understood that. All right, you got the best Halloween party, but I want to make sure I give you some good shit. All right, so this right here is in Cincinnati. It's Saturday, October 30th at 10 o'clock. It's a Halloween party, and the address of the Halloween party is going to be 2141 Central Avenue, okay? It is going to be the best Halloween party. Is an inside art gallery cocktail bar. I don't know about this one. That's like $10 getting in. I don't know if I want to do that. Let's find something else. Let's find something else for you. There's a masquerade ball. Fuck that. Let's see here. There is, let's see here, a paranormal. Let's see. Yogi's Post Halloween Show and Costume Contest. But that says Kentucky. We get back to trying to find Ohio. Ghosts and Ghouls. No, Halloween party. That's tomorrow. Why would they have it tomorrow? Why would IKEA have? Oh, that's for kids. IKEA has something for the kids. There's a yacht party going on Sunday, but it starts at $45. But let me read. There's a Halloween massacre yacht party. That's going to be at. It's going to be in Dayton. Wait. God damn. How far is Kentucky from Cincinnati, Ohio?
Covington is like right over the bridge. It ain't
okay,
far.
I don't know the okay. So this is going to be DJ Zane will be spinning some of your favorite hip hop, R&B, reggae, dance hall pop, top 40, Afrobeat songs. The yacht is sailing at 7 p.m. Boarding starts at 6:30. Great cocktails, alcohol selection, food will be available. Bring your best costume and show us what you have. And that is going to be Sunday on Halloween at 100 O Fallen Avenue, Dayton, Kentucky, in Dayton. Okay, so that, I mean, I guess it's like right up over the bridge for you. So let me see. I'm gonna give you one more. Let's see here. Let's see, Harlem Nights Halloween Day Party. Oh, fuck Day Party. Pumpkin Patch Party, that's for the goddamn kids. I ain't DePaul. For the kids. Let's see, another massacre. Beat Freaks and Night Shadow Halloween Costume Party at the Mockbee. Let me see, what is this? I'm trying to give you the address. This is going to be in Cincinnati. It's going to be 2260 Central Parkway. So the doors open at 9 o'clock. Party kicks off at 10. The beats go until 3:30 a.m. Live music, dance, and drink specials and performances. They're gonna have costume parties and let's see here. Let's see, a takeover with a twist. We're bringing the Halloween event back home. Where it all started, the Underground Family is a place where you can lose love and hit bass. Chuck Diesel is bringing his signature sound system, fully automated sound light show, to kick off the relaunch and classic Underground View. It's called the Mockbee, M-O-C-B-E-E, okay, big dog? The Mockbee, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you good gotcha. To go, man. You good?
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
All right, no, appreciate you, man. Good job. Okay, the lines are down, so we're done with that. Now we're just going to chop it up. Guys, I have questions y'all ask. Tomorrow we're going to talk about how women are looking for men, how they're craving men. We're going to discuss that. And remember, the cruise is going on now. I know it's last-minute thinking, but the big dogs are rolling on the cruise. A lot of motherfuckers getting on those cruise ships and doing shit like that, but what I'm saying is that we have given you several bits of information to do that. And, freelance, they don't even understand. They don't even understand. Why do you think some of these motherfuckers in these boats? Thank you, Oaktown, for telling me what a ball crawl is. I have no idea what a ball crawl is. All right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, you guys. I didn't understand what a bar crawl was. I didn't know. I just felt like, eh. Yeah, it's all good. Yeah. So it's club hopping. I see, guys. I appreciate that. Here's a question. What do you think about a Halloween rave? Listen. I'm just giving you a few things. You can find places yourself. It doesn't matter where you go. The important thing is costume that's going to draw in the women. What we want to do is draw the women in. That's the most important thing. We want to draw the women in, okay? Guys, any of you guys that got questions, let me know. We got you. We're going to take another round of questions. We're going to go for another 15 minutes. We'll go for another 15 minutes. So if y'all got questions, go ahead and ask. We'll go for 15 minutes. And then tomorrow I'll be in Virginia. So we'll be doing a live show. I won't have my mic. We'll just have the camera. We'll do a live show tomorrow from the hotel. I'm only going to be there for a day. So I'll be in Virginia for a day. So I just want to let y'all know. I'll be in Virginia. So we'll do a live show from the hotel in Virginia. So, yeah, freelance. Everything I'm doing right now is flying over a lot of people's heads because what do you say to somebody or what excuse can somebody have when we do all the work for you? What excuse do you have? What excuse do you have not to go when we do all the work for you? We create the costume, videos, walk you through everything. What excuse does one person have? So it's all love. It's all love, though. But because, you know, like I say, you just got to understand, guys out there, everybody can not be a man, and this is the case in point. But listen, I want to tell you guys I'm proud of you that are going, and it's going to be stressful because this is going to be the first time in your life you're going to be the center of attention. All eyes are on you. All eyes are on you. For those guys that do the trick-or-treat game, you got to understand that all eyes are on you as well. The interaction that you're going to have at that door is going to change everything up. The interaction you have with those kids is going to change everything up. And evolving the woman in all of that is also going to be a game changer because what you're doing is you're showing her something that she doesn't have at home. We'll talk more about that tomorrow, but, you know, all these events are very important. Now, I always tell you, you know, for Valentine's Day, which is coming up pretty soon. Well, not soon, but what's great about that is usually 50 Shades of Grey weekend. Sometimes we have a double weekend. Sometimes we used to have a double weekend where it was 50 Shades of Grey that weekend. Those were the good days. But we are coming up on Sucker Me season. That's coming, Sucker Me season. So as soon as you carve that turkey, Sucker Me season begins. The last go round of questions. I have 13 more minutes, but last go round of questions. If you have a question, feel free to ask. There are no dumb questions, so feel free to ask. Hey, hold on. That answer somebody asked a question and stuff. Okay, so this is what's important, okay? All this stuff is important. All this stuff is important, okay? So it's really up to you how you want to move as a man at the end of the day. But I just want you guys to understand that if you want to know what the hunters, the wolves, and the lions are doing, I'm just giving you an example of this is why they have rosters of women. This is why they have those things, okay? Julian, Mr. Douglas, go to the college campuses, okay? Go to the art district and speak to somebody there and find out where you sign up for nude modeling because every college has their own protocol with that. So go to the art district and ask, where do you sign up for nude modeling? And they will give you the information. They will give you the information. Sometimes it pays between, I think, $20 and $16 an hour or something like that. So it's a cool thing. But yes, that's where you go. Absolutely. Question right here. I don't know what good costume ideas are, because we have a fucking costume on our website, themanmindset.com. Get your lazy ass over there and see what a good costume is, okay? Any other questions? Yeah, we'll be live in Virginia tomorrow. Chop it up. We'll chop it up tomorrow. Talk about women and why they love the secret world of using men for sex. Why they love using men for sex. I think that's going to be the title. Why women love using men for sex. That's going to be the title. So last go round. Okay. Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's around $16-$20 an hour. The rates are different depending on where you're at. I'm sure they're more expensive if you're in California. So the rates change, and they are definitely different, man. They're definitely different. Let's see here. Thank you, Freelance, for the love. Yeah, so, yeah, guys. Yeah, so just understand, this might be, again, the thing about this show, it's a weird taste, because it's expected to just to do things as men to get around women, to be around women, to have women. But like I said before, we will talk about, from Virginia, why women use men for sex, and we'll discuss that. Not only just the use men for sex, but they will pay you for it as well. They will pay you for the experience. And that's what we're going to talk. We're going to talk why women use men for sex tomorrow. They won't use that. They won't use an average guy. They'll use a man. Well, and it's not necessarily they're using us. it's like they're using us and everything. But yes, I got you guys. Yes, I'm gonna answer a few more of these questions. But there's one thing I want you to answer for yourself. Always remember the graveyard. Remember, everybody in there thought they had to come into the. Everyone there has one thing in common, and that is they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Live every day like it is your last. Remember that shit, guys. Remember that shit when you are learning game. I don't understand what you mean. What don't you understand, Eddie? I don't understand. What isn't clear? Eddie, explain to me what isn't clear. What isn't clear to you? Eddie, you've been listening to me too long to ask this question. It's embarrassing. So what is it? What isn't clear to you? Please explain yourself. Wow, unbelievable. Eddie, let me know. What do you mean, Eddie? Talk to me, Eddie. What do you mean by positioning, Eddie? Talk to me. What aren't you clear about when it comes to positioning yourself? Come on, Eddie, I need you to answer. I'm going to move on. I got things to do, sir. Wonder. Eddie, come on. Last go round. I'm going to give you 1 minute, Eddie. It doesn't take long to type. Come on, Eddie. You got 1 minute. Come on, Eddie. I'm glad you timestamped the artwork. Yeah, you know, I gave you game on the artwork. You should take that information I gave you, and when you're talking to a woman, use what I told you, and you'll be fine. All right, Eddie, I'm sorry, we're going to move on. All right, you can answer questions. All right, guys, man, y'all have a good one. We will be live tomorrow in Virginia for a day. We'll be in Virginia for a day chopping it up. So We definitely will chop it up then, man. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Great, great. Hey, 1212, great job, sir. Great job. Great job, great job. All right, man. Yeah, yeah, we'll be good. We'll be kicking it off tomorrow, man. Get at your boy, man. Hey, man, Halloween is over with now. We are moving on to the next one. I wish you the best of luck, gentlemen. I'm proud of y'all that's doing it. For everybody else, I'm sorry you hate your damn self so much. Peace.